What is going on, my wonderful and most talented listenership? Byron Pringle here with the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. The new year is quickly approaching, and what an exciting time to reinvent yourself. I'm sure you've all heard of the old saying, new year, new me. But you might be wondering, how? How do we become the new version of us? I mean, you have a goal in mind, but is it a smart goal? On today's episode, I'm joined with my co-host, Kristen Stevens, as we discuss how to turn our goals into SMART goals and the benefits of utilizing this goal management style. So go ahead and crank up those AirPods and get ready to pop that top off that champagne bottle, because today's episode is about to start. Today's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast is sponsored by our friends at Buzzsprout. If you're considering starting a podcast, Buzzsprout has helped well over 100,000 people start their own podcast. What's great is they provide all the necessary tools and resources to launch a professional podcast, from those who eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. Follow the link in the show notes to get started today and to receive a $20 Amazon gift card. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. Welcome back to the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Byron Pringle. And today we are recording episode 23. And as always, I am joined with my lovely co-host, Kristen Stevens.
Hello, everyone. I'm back. Sorry, but here I am.
So Kristen is joining us through the duration of the month and hopefully many more episodes following. Because we just really want to share our viewpoints on how you can achieve your New Year's resolution. And ironically, we are 10 days, so a week and a half from the new year. So we've covered a lot of good details here in the last two, three episodes, talking about goals, establishing goals. We were also talking about, in the last episode, certain pitfalls and how you can overcome those pitfalls so you can achieve your New Year's resolution a bit more effectively. So we're going to go ahead and re-elaborate a little bit on the pitfalls. On the internal piece of the pitfalls, we're looking at more of a mindset on things that you can control. So looking at different ways on managing your mindset.
Your lack of confidence, your negative self-talk about accomplishing your resolution.
Absolutely. And then we will also cover here some external factors that could be holding you back from achieving your New Year's resolutions. So the one thing we want to do is we want to establish a SMART goal to help provide direction and a sense of know-how. Because like I've said in the past, like a roadmap, you know, you got multiple ways on how you can get to your destination, but wouldn't it be great to know the ideal way to get to where you need to be, you know, to avoid as many pitfalls as possible and to get there in a timely manner?
And I think that SMART goals definitely help with external factors because it's kind of your way to plan around life.
Exactly. So some of the external factors we were talking about in the previous episode is, again, things that are kind of out of your control. But utilizing SMART and, you know, also your SMART acronym, you can also utilize for your internal factors. But you can heavily lean on your SMART goal with these external factors, managing things with your family, work, relatives, illness, whatever it might be. Your SMART goal is going to ultimately keep you on track, and it's a goal that you can revisit, and it's a detailed goal. So we're going to go ahead and break that down real quickly here. So with the SMART acronym, we're going to go ahead and start with S, which stands for Pacific. So ideally, what we want to do is say if we want to lose weight.
Or we want to eat healthy. Like that was our couple's goal.
Okay. So our couple's goal, and if you recall from a few episodes back when we were talking about structuring your New Year's resolutions. So we had our personal, we had professional, and then also relationships. So Kristen and I, as a couple goal, was we wanted to eat healthier. But at the same time, too, we really want to be a little bit more specific than, you know, we just want to eat healthier.
Have a structured plan.
Have a structured plan in place. What does that look like, eating healthier? Well, ideally, so what we wrote is we want to eat balanced meals.
Yeah, we went through and broke down each letter of the SMART goal and explained exactly what that looked like for our particular resolution.
Exactly. So the S in the SMART acronym, you really have to really hone in what you want to do. You want to be, you can't be too detailed, I should say.
Right.
And so you really want to revisit that because you want to be very specific on what you want to achieve. So if you want to lose weight, how much do you want to lose?
Right.
You know, if you want to save money in your savings, well, what does that look like? I mean, how much do you want to save? And if you want to make more money this year, and like I've covered in other episodes, if you make $50,000 a year and you only made $50,001, then you technically hit your goal. So, and obviously, if you want to make more money, I would think you would want to make more than a dollar. So again, specific, you just want to break that down and be as specific as possible so that you don't, you have, I should say, you should have as much detail to provide some structure for your New Year's resolution. So the next step is measurable. So when you're measuring your progress on the SMART acronym, so going back on Chris and I's couple goal, we want to measure by eating 2 balanced meals per day.
And it can also be like how many times you want to do a certain thing. So like for us, specific was eating balanced meals, and the measure part was we want to do that twice a day.
Exactly. So again, it could be if you want to go to the gym, you know, what does that look like? Twice a week, 3 times a week? You know, is there a certain time you want to go to the gym every week? So again, you got to be specific on what you want to achieve, and then can you measure progress? Because I think a lot of people, when they set up New Year's resolutions or, you know, any kind of goal, I should say, they know where they're starting and they know where they want to end. But how do you measure from point A to point B? Establishing benchmarks. Well, for me, you know, if I would love to lose weight, which is something I am working on, you know, I want to lose 2 pounds a week. So if I want to lose 2 pounds a week, my overall goal, it gives me something to shoot for every week. So again, specific, measurable, and then moving on to the A in the SMART acronym, attainable. So with our couple's goal, what we have for our attainable is meal planning.
And something I like to talk about this as well, I also use the SMART acronym with my 4th grade students every week. They actually have to write a SMART goal for themselves every single week, and they got better and better at it as we went on. But one way that you can also look at attainable is you can look at it as an action that you're going to take to make sure you meet this goal. So for us, attainable or action was meal planning in this situation.
Yeah, so what does that look like? How will you attain your overall objective? How do you get to your final destination? So, you know, it can be very brief, but it has to be on point. Moving on, the SMART acronym, we want to make sure the goal is reasonable.
Yes.
You know, I mean, shoot for the stars, baby. I get it. But, you know, I mean, we have to be reasonable in it. You know, how does that look like if we want to, say, again, lose weight? Can we lose 100 pounds in 3 months? Probably not.
Right.
You know, so you would have to go back to the M in the acronym. You know, how do you measure that? And obviously, it might be healthier. It might be a healthier option to broaden that time frame out. but you know, you got to make sure that it is, again, reasonable, that you can be able to hit your target.
I think too that reasonable kind of, it's another way of helping with those pitfalls, because if your goal is reasonable, then it's going to help more and more in that area. So our reasonable part was to allow to do the balanced eating twice a day for at least 5 out of 7 days per week, because it's not reasonable for us necessarily to say we're going to eat balanced meals 7 days a week, 365 days a year, because life happens. Christmas is coming up. I don't think that when we go to your family Christmas thing that they're going to be like, you know what, Byron and Kristen are on a diet. Let's all bring healthy food. That isn't going to happen. So got to be reasonable. And for us, it was saying 5 out of 7 days.
Exactly. So again, you know, now that you guys are kind of seeing the SMART acronym being pulled together, is it attainable? It can be through prep planning. Is it reasonable? We have to establish, you know, within reason, how can we achieve our goal? So 5 to 7 meals. So the one thing that Chris and I have been doing is we've been planning our meals out on Sundays for the following week. And then we go to the grocery store, we get what we need, and then we get everything figured out with a menu. So then we can go ahead and start cooking Monday. And then we can plan accordingly through the week on what we're going to be eating. Versus, I think a lot of people too, when it comes to dieting and trying to figure out what to eat, is they're very impulsive. They get off work and then they're hungry, and then they go grab something quick to eat because they don't have their meal figured out, what they want. So quick and easy, go to a fast food restaurant, or you know, just diving in your cupboard and getting into snack cakes and chips or whatever to tie you over. So it is very important to have your goal to be reasonable, so then you can allow yourself to have that time to hit your goal.
And when you're thinking about your attainable action, that's another big aspect of it. If, like for us, the meal planning, that includes snacks as well, to make sure that we're not, you know, struggling so much with that part. But it's just an action that's going to help you stay on track to meet your goal.
So then finally, that brings us to the T in the SMART acronym. Is it time bound? Now, this is a very interesting piece of the puzzle, which I think often is overlooked.
Yes, I think so too.
Say, for example, going back on our meal planning as a couple. So what does that look like? Are we going to do this for a month, 3 months, 6 months, or is it ongoing? So more than likely, this is going to be an ongoing effort, so that we can't really put a stamp of, hey, this is going to be the end date. However, it is going to be an action that we're going to keep occurring every single week. Now, again, if you want to lose weight, that could also be a time-bound goal, which if you want to lose 60 pounds, how does that look? You know, two pounds a week, you know, what does that look like? How many weeks are you out? Then you can hit your goal.
And, you know, like for us, we're also thinking about, if you're looking at it in terms of a New Year's resolution, then you can say that your time is December 31st, 2021. Like that could be your date if you wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if it's going to be ongoing, you can measure it for the entire year, or maybe until the first of December, then you can revisit and then you can update your goals from there. You know, it all depends on what you want to achieve and if you're achieving it by yourself or with a partner or significant other. So let's go ahead and revisit each letter again to recap. So SMART acronym, we have specific, measurable, attainable, reasonable, and time bound. So when you set up your SMART acronym, so right now everyone should be with their goals. So everyone right now, if you have been listening to this podcast for the last month, we've been talking about goals. every single day, or I'm sorry, every single week. We're not a daily show, we're a weekly show. But we're not quite there yet. So you should have brought to the show an idea of a resolution you would like to achieve with the upcoming year, or maybe it's multiple. You know, it depends on whatever you want to achieve. And then we should have it broken down if it's a personable, if it's a professional, or if it is, in fact, a relationship goal. And again, it doesn't need to necessarily need to be with a partner. Maybe mm-hmm. it's just branching out into network.
Making new friends.
Exactly. So it is a very broad term. But again, when we get into the SMART acronym, we're going to define that a little bit. But prior to, we should also be identifying the pitfalls that are associated with the goal at hand. We should also be looking at the internal factors. Again, you know, your mindset, what is prohibiting you. I know the other day, I couldn't, honestly, like I couldn't sleep. Like I was up really late, and then I finally fell asleep, and I slept for like 3 hours, and then I was like wide awake at 2:30 in the morning, and I was up and my alarm was set to 5:30, and I fell asleep about 5 o'clock.
Yes,
you know, sucks, but you know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. So long and behold, the alarm went off at 5:30. So I had two options. I could either hit the snooze button, say no, not doing it, push my alarm back, or I could get up and do my morning routine. I got up and did my morning routine, and honestly, you know, I felt better because I did that. Again, it is an internal struggle, but we need to silence that little voice that is telling you, hey, you know what, hit the snooze button. Hey, go ahead, your wife's not looking, grab the bag of chips. She don't need to know, you know, whatever that is. You need to tell that little voice to zip it and take a seat in the back, because guess what? For 2021, you are in the driver's seat, my friends. You are controlling this because you are in control of your destiny. Don't allow your mindset to overrule what you want to achieve. And then when we talk about external factors, if you want to go out and work out, if it's just you Monday and Thursdays, I'm just pulling dates out of the air, let your wife, partner, or whomever in your household, your kids know and say, hey, Monday and Thursday, I get off at 5 o'clock. I'm going to be at the gym at 5:15. I won't be home until 6:30. I'm just letting you know. And so that they understand, and they understand the expectation that you are dedicated to your working out. And then they're on the same page as well.
And if you're someone like me who is externally motivated, that needs kind of some accountability, have them check in with you. Like Byron, every day he messages me and asks if I've done my health journal. Because number one, I forget. And number two, that's not in the forefront of my mind, I guess. So always have somebody that can hold you accountable for what you're trying to accomplish would be good. Even if it's like your children, have them get involved with it. Have them ask you if you exercise or ask you if you put money in your savings account. I mean, if you're trying to save money, I mean, an easy way to get your family involved is if you have like a visual that you tape to the wall, like a thermometer or something, with the amount that you want to save at the top. Have your kids color in every time you save money. And that's something fun that they can do that gets them involved, and they'll hold you accountable to that because they want to be part of that.
That's actually a really good idea. Not only are you getting pumped about it, but now your family, the external piece, now they're getting excited. Rather, if it is your kids or your husband or your wife or, you know, a family member, you know, just if you can include people, because it feels great to be praised. And I think a lot of people, too, when they approach their New Year's resolution and say, if I want to lose weight, and if I lose 2 pounds, you know, hooray for me. You know, you're excited. But isn't it great to have someone else there to mm-hmm. praise you, to pat you on the back? Honestly, I think that's a lot of momentum that a lot of people do need. You know, just a little push from, you know, having a support group or an accountability partner. Hence, a life coach can also do as well, and I know a very good one.
And imagine, you know, the kind of influence that you're going to have on somebody else if they see you accomplishing something and you asking for help accomplishing that. I think that speaks a lot about your character, but also is going to encourage them to better themselves as well.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I know we're bringing up a lot of great points, but the thing is, you know, we are, like today, we're 10 days away from New Year's. And so, you know, we just want to encourage you, inspire you, and motivate you, most importantly, to get you to be excited for this new year. Because here's the thing, like, you hear the old saying, new year, new me, and that can absolutely be 100% true. Let's be honest and let's stop kidding ourselves. 2020 has been a crapshoot from the start for some, and for some it hasn't been a bad year, and for me it has been a great year because Kristen and I found each other.
Yes,
and I've started this podcast and I'm building this coaching business. So, you know, 2020 has been really good to us, but, you know, for others it might have not been so well. But, you know, here we go with 2021. Here's a new opportunity for you to say, you know what? Enough is enough. I am going to silence that self-doubt in my mind. I will go to the gym. I will be successful. I will be able to save. I will get that promotion. You know, the one thing I do want to share, and, you know, before we leave you guys, is, you know, I'm a big morning routine guru. You know, morning routines are essential to me.
He's very dedicated to it.
So the first thing, and if you guys are needing direction for morning routines, let me know, coachwithbyron@gmail.com. And so we can sit down, we can have a discussion. But the first thing I would recommend you guys to do, before you check your phones, before you meditate, before you take that cold shower, before you do anything, is to give a sense of gratitude. Allow yourself for 5 minutes and be grateful for the life that you have. Count your blessings, say a prayer. It is the moment, and that is, and I push the SAVERS acronym, and that's where the S starts with the silence piece. Give yourself a moment to be have a sense of gratitude and be just grateful for the life that you have. Because, you know, I mean, I don't want to go all morbid, but, you know, there are some people that, you know, didn't wake up today, that did not have that opportunity. The opportunity that you have today to become that version of yourself. And, you know, a lot of people that I've talked to, when we talk about, like, coaching opportunities and such, and they said, well, that would be really great. That would be the ideal version of me. And I'm like, well, perfect. Well, let's go after it. Let's do it. There's no one holding you back but yourself. Allow 2021 to be your year of change. And this last month, with all the tools and resources, the advice that Kristen and I have bestowed upon you guys will help give you guys a sense of direction on where you can be. You know, so it all starts with you, though. It all starts with your mentality, your will, your drive on becoming that best version of yourself. So again, SMART acronym, make sure your goal is specific, it is measurable, it is attainable, it is reasonable, and it has to be time bound.
Aren't you offering, like, some free coaching for people the first 30 days or whatever?
Head over to my Facebook page. You could message me directly there or on my Instagram. It is @coachwithbyron, or you can send me an email directly, coachwithbyron@gmail.com. I do have a brand new website that's coming up here. It is coachwithbyron.com. We can go ahead and get you booked for a session, but I would love to work with you guys. And I think we wake up with the best intentions. And here's my thing, and before I let you guys go, because I love to talk. if you are listening to this podcast, something brought you here, and something in your mind clicked, when you started listening to this, and you've made it this far in the podcast, so you've recognized that there is a sense of fulfillment that is not being met, and you want to become a better version of yourself, you know, but you know, maybe it's you don't know how to, or maybe it's, you know, you don't have the tools, the resources, or the know-hows, and that's perfectly fine. When I started my podcasting back in March, I didn't know what the hell I was doing, you know, but, you know, it's really great to have someone to lean on for direction and for comfort, and to be able to have the ability to chase after your dreams. And I think a lot of it is you just need someone to say, here, let's do this together.
And I think that, you know, as far as if people don't feel like they have a good support system for their New Year's resolutions, having a coaching session with Byron or signing up for something like that is also going to be a really great way to have some accountability and a support system if you need it.
Absolutely. So for next week, we will be wrapping up our New Year's resolution episodes here. So please do come back as we are going to be wrapping up this, and we're going to have a surprise at the end for you guys, for those who have been listening to the podcast here. So, and that is all the time we have here, and we do wish you guys all the best. We love you guys, we appreciate you guys, and we wish you guys a very Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Happy holidays. Enjoy your time with your family and friends. And we will see you on the next episode.